The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, here we are. Well, welcome to Happy Hour. It's great to see you, It's wonderful to see you in cyberspace in this new format. And it's lovely to see some regulars and also to see some people who are calling in from out of state, as well as from Berkeley, which is hard to drive down to the peninsula at this time. So this is lovely to be with you. And and this is Nikki. I'm Nikki, and I'm calling from Mountain View, where I live. So this is great. So with this new format, let's explore together. This is the first time Happy Hour has been held in this way. So we're pioneering this way of being together and practicing together. And to the best of my ability, I'm going to try to offer this very same format that we've become used to. So I will say a little bit about the theme. I'll guide us in a meditation together. And then we'll have interactive practice. Excuse me. We'll have a period of interactive practice given the powers of Zoom breakout rooms. So we'll do that and see how that goes today. And we'll come back together and there will be time for Q&A and reflections and also maybe reflections at the end about how this format is for you, how it's working out for you. So any questions so far or concerns or anything before I start? Okay, all right, I'll jump in. So the topic for today's reflections and the guided meditation is worry and anxiety. And it seems like an appropriate topic, especially in this new world where all of us collectively as a human race are navigating our ways through these waters, uncharted territory for us. Epidemics, pandemics like this have happened before in human history, but for us, this is the first time we're exploring this. So a sense of worry, concern, anxiety, you know, there's quite a range of emotions and feelings that can come up. And in fact, earlier today, I was talking with one of my students and talking about how in their family a sense of anxiety is coming up and how skillfully to work with that. And there is a difference, as we know, between working with appropriate response, a sense of care, a sense of alertness, not ignoring what's happening. And at the other end of the spectrum, there is a sense of worry and anxiety that completely debilitates us to the point that actually we cannot take appropriate response and do what is needed and do what is needed in the world. So, and another way to actually consider this is that we have as human beings, we have limited energy, we have limited resources. We have limited psychological, emotional resources, bandwidth. So if we are spending our wheels, if we are spinning our wheels in worry and in anxiety, there's very little then available for other aspects, either for us to be available for ourselves in a skillful way, or to be available for others in a skillful way to respond to what is appropriate. We may have very little presence of mind to do what's necessary because we're so overwhelmed with our own stress and worry and anxiety. So the first thing is to consider actually worry does not really help and support us. And in fact, I want to share a quote by the Dalai Lama. And here is the quote. I'm going to copy and actually paste it in chat because I can. Just taking care of, taking advantage of this new format. Here we go. Let's see. So he says, if a problem is fixable, if a situation is such that you can do something about it, then there is no need to worry. If it's not fixable, then there is no help in worrying. There is no benefit in worrying whatsoever. Brilliant. So if you can do something, well, then do something about it. Don't worry. Don't waste your precious cycles, your precious mind, heart, energy cycles in your body worrying. And if it's not fixable, then it's not going to help anybody. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help anybody else for you to worry about it anyway. So there's no benefit to it. So that is the stance, is really cognitive stance that I want to present. And first, we need to consider that cognitive stance. Okay, what does worry give me? And there are some people who might decide that actually they enjoy worrying. So this, they may not subscribe to this cognitive stance that there is no need to worry. But if you subscribe to this cognitive stance of, okay, there's really no benefit to worrying. And again, I'm separating anxiety and overwhelm from being concerned and taking appropriate precautions and appropriate response. Of course, you need to take appropriate precautions. You need to wash your hands. You need to stay home if you're sick. Stay home so those, of course, I don't consider those worry or anxiety. I hope that is clear in the distinction I'm making. With anxiety, I mean a sense of just low-level anxiety, that there's a sense of overwhelm that doesn't let us actually take appropriate action. So if we subscribe to the cognitive stance that actually there is no need, there's no use, there's no advantage, there's no biological advantage to anxiety, then okay, which again is separate from the appropriate response and being prepared. So if you decide, okay, I want to have a sense of presence that's present for an appropriate response, to be available compassionately for myself and for others to take appropriate action. Okay, so if you subscribe to that stance, then how do you go about it? How do you have more stability, more groundedness in the face of the shifting winds, the eight worldly winds, really, all that arises, the gain and loss and pain and sorrow and joy and fame and disrepute so how would you have your stability? So that is the topic of today's guided meditation that I would like to guide you in, which is, I'm going to sound like a broken record, a sense of embodiment, a sense of stability. There is so much power in this basic, in this profound teaching of mindfulness of the body, especially when it's combined and it comes with a kindness, with a loving kindness that imbues a sense of awareness and embodiment in the body and a sense of stability. The mind can be more stable when it's not knocked over. So I'm going to pause for a moment. Actually, I'll say one more thing. So for those of you who haven't heard this from me before, I like to liken embodiment and mindfulness of the body to having a blow-up pop-up doll. And there are these big pop-up dolls that you punch them and they fall over and they get up again because they have sand on the bottom. Okay. So if you took that sand instead, and if you put that sand on the top and you made that pop-up doll top heavy, it would be knocked over and it would never get up. So if we're all in our head, in our thinking, in our thoughts of what's this, what's going to, you know, this is happening, that's happening. Oh, what does that mean? And this person, they're not doing their, we're just like the top heavy pop-up doll. We'll be knocked over by the next personal wind. So we're so overwhelmed about what's happening that if actually something happens to us or people near and dear to us, we become so overwhelmed that we can't take appropriate response. So with embodiment, with bringing the sand further down into our body, feeling of bringing the center of gravity further down, can have a sense of embodiment. So now I'd like to pause and ask if there are any questions before I start the guided meditation. And you can either raise your hand or unmute. Okay. All right. So I will start the guided meditation. So I'm going to ask you to make yourself comfortable wherever you're sitting or standing or maybe even lying down. Landing in your chair or your cushion, arriving in this moment. Feeling the bottom of your feet. On the floor. Feeling the bottom of your bottom, your sit bones, contacting the chair, the cushion. Your back, feeling your hands touching each other. Or your lap. Feeling your mouth, your lips, contact points, your tongue, the roof of your mouth. And feeling yourself seated. Landing in the seated position. And allowing your breath to be received, to move freely in your body. With each in-breath, feeling more awake. And with each out-breath, feeling more relaxed. Landing more deeply. Landing more deeply. Relaxing the muscles of your body. Relaxing, softening as much as possible. And if you find that your mind, your attention is resting on something else. Your attention is resting perhaps on a worry, on a thought, on a fear. Noticing with kindness. Not with conflict or irritation, It's like this. Perhaps even smiling, an inner smile. And maybe even bowing to it, as if saying with your mind's heart, thank you. Thank you for your opinion. And ever so gently, inviting your attention, your awareness, gently with kindness back. To the fortress of the body. To gain a sense of stability. Calm. Ease. Resting with the breath, with the sensations of the breath. Within the framework of the body, within the framework of sensations of the body. Letting yourself land continuously, more deeply relaxed, relaxing, softening. Allowing the breath to permeate the whole body. With a sense of ease. And see if you might find it helpful, perhaps, if the attention is wandering a lot, maybe counting can be helpful. If you do decide to try counting the breath, let it be very soft, as if the volume was turned down to 1 out of 10. The primary 95% of your attention, your awareness is with the body and the breath. The counting just has a tiny bit of the bandwidth of your attention. Counting up to 10, breathing in, breathing out, at the end, 1. In, out, 2. Etc. Feeling the body. Letting each in-breath and out-breath, as it moves through your body, to be imbued with kindness, gentleness, care. Taking refuge in this moment, the simplicity of this moment. Taking refuge in the body and the breath in this moment. And the stability of awareness. Noticing the deliciousness of the breath. There can be a sense of joy in breathing. Knowing that whatever you give your attention to is an expression of your care, of your love, of your loving kindness. As you give your attention to your breath and your body, to build a sense of spaciousness, stability, so that you can be more available, more responsive to the needs of the world and your own needs with wisdom and care. Breathing in, sensing the breath, feeling the body with care, with ease. Breathing out, relaxing, softening, smiling. Now I would like to invite you, if you wish, to perhaps put your palm of your hand, on your heart center, feeling a sense of connection with your hand and yourself, this being that is you. Connecting with yourself, holding yourself. Holding yourself with care. this being that is you, whom you are responsible for. You are the guardian of. Letting each breath be a wish of kindness, a wish of goodwill, as if you were saying the metta phrases through your breath, or rather, if your breath was imbuing you with goodness, imbuing you with well-being. With happiness. With ease. With spaciousness and stability. Each breath filling you with goodness. And all you have to do is just to receive it. It's happening on its own. There's no doing on your part to be done. And letting each out-breath to relax you, soften you, relax your muscles some more, especially if any tension has crept in. And now, letting the breath, as it imbues you, fills you with goodness. As you have your eyes closed, imagining that as you breathe out this goodness, is spread, it engulfs your fellow practitioners who are practicing with you in cyberspace right now, in this Zoom space, wishing them goodness, happiness, ease, health. Thank you. now spreading, expanding the circle of goodwill to all the human beings, all the beings everywhere. You are interconnected too. All beings everywhere, wishing them well. May all beings everywhere have ease, goodness. Happiness, well-being, as much as possible. I invite you to let that go now and come back to where we started, the simplicity of this body, the groundedness, your feet on the ground, your hands, your sit bones, your lips, your mouth, sensations of the breath in your abdomen, feeling grounded, connected, stable, awake and alert. When you are ready, opening your eyes and coming back. Ding, ding, ding. I forgot to bring my bell closer, so I have a virtual bell. So, welcome back. Actually, before we get into the interactive conversations, it would be nice if you just say one word, how you're feeling now, just one word, and I'm going to unmute you all. So this is going to be popcorn style. Just say, pop a word. How are you feeling?
Embodied.
Present.
Like a tree.
Confidence. Relaxed.
Light.
Great, great. Wonderful to hear your reflections. My video has gone blank, I think. Interesting. Okay, well, anyway, the joys of technology. So what I would like to invite you now is to for us to practice together. And we'll engage in mindfulness of listening and speaking in small groups of three. Might have one group of two. We'll see how this works. This is brand new technology. We're figuring this out together today, everyone. And I'll just simply repeat the mindfulness of listening to stay embodied, essentially what we've done so far. Try to feel a part of your body as you're speaking. And mindfulness of, getting distracted with the technology, trying to get the video working. Okay, here we go. Okay. And so staying embodied, feeling a part of your body, and a sense of kindness, offering kindness, listening with kindness to others, and dropping your planning, not planning what you're going to say, what my, you know, when your turn comes, just giving your full attention to other people. And when you're speaking from your heart, sharing as little or as much as you like, and staying embodied as much as possible, though it's more challenging, and even knowing that you're speaking for yourself, not to impress, not to give information for others. Yes, my video is not working. I think I'm going to try something here, so maybe my video might start working. Otherwise, I think you can still hear my voice. Yes. So, actually, I'm going to do something here. Yeah, my computer's having issues. Let's try this. Does that work? Still no. Oh, well. So, okay. So, maybe that works here. Okay. I just switched. Okay. Let's see if that works. Try that now. Okay. And mindfulness of speaking. Speak as from your heart. And know that you are being witnessed. The other two people are holding you witness. And you're speaking for your own benefit. Okay. So let's see how this is going to, oh yes, and please, especially when you're in the small groups, if you can turn on your video, it makes it much more personal for others to interact with you. And let's support the community and see how this goes. Brave new world. Here we go. So I'm going to get us into breakout rooms of size 3, and I will announce after 2 minutes. Each person will have 2 minutes to speak. And then at the end, you'll have, at the end, you'll have a couple of, three more minutes for the whole group to speak. Okay, so 3 participants per room. Here we go. Okay, all right, breakout rooms. Okay, bye, see you in a few minutes. Oh, any questions before you go into breakout rooms? Any questions?
What are we going to discuss?
Thank you. Sorry, I got distracted with the technology. The joys of Zoom learning. The topic is, how was this guided meditation for you? What did you notice? And there is no right or wrong answer. You can say, I fell asleep. I didn't follow. I tuned out. That's perfectly fine. You can say, I feel a lot more stable and spacious. Fine. Anything is fine. There's no right or wrong. Okay? All good? So that's the topic.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me to say that. So that's the prompt, but the process really is even more important than the prompt. And the process today is going to be interesting, to give full attention and be embodied in this cyberspace. Maybe this is something we can then carry to all the various work meetings that you might be having on Zoom, if you can do that. So let's experiment together. Okay, here we go. Breakout rooms. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Open all rooms. So now you can click to join. there. Okay. So yeah, I would love to hear how the practice felt today, either the guided practice, grounding with respect to worry, anxiety, etc., to have more stability, either that portion or the interactive practice. So please unmute yourself and jump in. Oh, we just have a minute left, but okay, jump in.
The only anxiety I had towards the end of the meditation was that my Bluetooth headphones were going to cut out. So I would call that a win.
Yay. It's great. Thanks, Alex. Jump in, someone else.
I love having this digital community, a community, and I really appreciate it.
I have a question, Nikki. Like a Venmo account or some way that we can do Donna for you since we're not together?
Oh, I appreciate you asking. So you can, a couple of things. One is either going through the IMC website. I believe there is, I actually haven't checked, but I think there is a place to give Donna. You can specify a particular teacher's name on the IMC website. Yes, that's it. It works. So going to the IMC website where you give Donna, you can do a pull-down menu or just write in a teacher's name. Yeah. Appreciate you asking, Wendy.
And also, Nikki, do you know about Hillary's group tomorrow, the women's group?
As far as I know, that for now is canceled. This is the very first public Zoom event. So you're the pioneers at IMC. We're trying to figure out how this all goes. Okay. Yeah. What else? What else did you notice about the practice today?
I noticed that I really think I could feel the loving kindness like through my computer, which was like super cool.
Yay.
I don't know. I don't love technology and I've been trying to stay away from it, but since lonely working from home, I really appreciate just everyone's presence, even virtually.
Sweet.
Nice. And after I sat down and it was a half hour late, I felt a calmness that was wonderful. And again, I could feel I wasn't alone.
Nice.
It was so nice.
Yeah, when it was at the center, I didn't come because it's during the rush hour and I don't like driving at that time, but it's kind of nice to be at home and do this.
It is. Hi.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So yes, Nargis is dropping off by, I think it's at 7 o'clock. So we're going to formally end. Yes. Thank you
Thanks
all.
So
thank
much.
You for coming and practicing together. And yeah, see you next time. And I'm going to stay on. I'm going to stop the recording there and I'm going to stay on if any questions or comments. Here we go. Stop recording.